This is Mishmash, a weekly conversation where we unjumble an important and sometimes under the radar statewide issue that affects you. And it is now officially summer in Michigan, although it doesn't always feel like it. It means that things are usually a little quieter in Lansing, but it also means that it's canvassing season. And no, we're not talking about tote bags and we're not talking about painting. We're talking about people with little clipboards that are everywhere. You'll probably see them at your farmer's market in the neighborhood, gathering signatures for candidates and issues this summer. Before they head out with those clipboards, though, they are usually going before the State Board of Canvassers to make sure that all the work that they do collecting those signatures isn't thrown out later.
The Board of State Canvassers is a very interesting board in that it is probably one of the few around here that is made up of equal numbers Republicans and Democrats, and we'll get into sort of the significance of that in a little bit. They are this governing body that does things like certifies elections, and they help out with recounts. And they'll review ballot petitions to make sure that things like it has the right font size and that the summary is accurate and that there's no ambiguous language, really sexy things like that. And this past week, the Board of State Canvassers actually met to go over two petitions to look at things like, is the summary accurate and is the form of the petition okay? And while they were there, Jeanette Bradshaw, who's a Democrat on the board, made a very interesting point because they were reviewing petitions that would add restrictions to abortions. And being a Democrat, Jeanette Bradshaw sort of recognized that this is a very contentious issue that maybe her and her fellow Democrat wouldn't like. But at the end of the day, that doesn't matter.
One of the things we have to remember, and we know this as the board members, is to protect the citizens' right to petition. Regardless of our personal decisions or our personal thoughts on those matters. But everyone has a right to petition their government, and we have a right in this state of initiation of legislation, whether we agree with what is before us as individuals.
So, Shayna, what she's talking about is really interesting as it relates specifically to this issue, because I don't know if you could find an issue that is more divisive in politics today than abortion. And what she's saying is, although this board is split between two Democrats and two Republicans who have very different personal views of that, they are not concerned with those issues. They are concerned with the unsexy stuff. Like you said, the font size, the spacing, the language, making sure that everything is on the up and up in those regards. And then later they will come back and make sure that it is the signatures that were collected that are valid and making sure that they are registered voters here in Michigan and that they don't throw it out based on those considerations. So this is a very important board, sort of one of the gatekeepers to democracy here in Michigan.
That gatekeeper role is what makes it so crucial. And in a way, it's probably one of the few instances where it works better that there are two Republicans and two Democrats on this board, because it forces them to put aside their political views in order to get anything passed and really to ensure that democracy is able to happen in the state.